Blog Talk Radio.
Let down and just that everything's okay. Boy, I am.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Delicious Talk. This is your girl, Gail Delicious Johnson, and I'm having a guest on this evening that's a superwoman. That song was played especially for her. But I want to talk a little bit about the day here in Maryland. That was really a treacherous day. The winds were blowing 50 and 60 miles an hour. Power lines were put down. Trees fell down. Traffic backed up. It was just a mess. But you know what? It still was a good day because I woke up in it, and I hope everybody's having a good day as well. Now, with that being said, I'm going to give you a little background on my guest. Her name is Malika Dozier. She's born in Washington, D.C. She's the youngest of three siblings. She now resides in Bowie, Maryland and PG County. She is a proud single parent raising a child of autism. She was the first in her family to graduate from Bowie State University with a bachelor's degree in marketing. She is down-to-earth, caring, and loves to help people. Also, in her spare time, she enjoys traveling, watching movies, and spending time with her family. She is glad that she was introduced to network marketing 6 months ago. She has much success working a home-based business on a part-time basis. Her goal is to help five families to work part-time businesses earning $2,000 to $5,000 a month. Wow. Take charge of your success, and I will see you at the top, is her motto. With that being said, I'm going to bring on my guest, Malika Dozier. Hello, Malika.
Yes, hi, Ms. Gary.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, I can hear you. I'm glad.
That's good. Can you tell us a little bit about you, you know, your background, your little bit about your childhood, and also we'd like to touch on the fact that you're raising a child single-handedly who has autism.
Yes, I would say it's very a challenge having a child of autism. And I'm working a full-time job, and my goal is to leave my full-time job to work my part-time job, which I'm doing with OrganiGold. And I just want to spend more time with my son because it is a challenge raising a child who is autistic. And growing up, I grew up in Washington, D.C. Like you said before, I'm the youngest of three, and I'm the only one who graduated from college. So I just want to prove to myself and individuals, because you've been raised by a single parent, because my mom was also a single parent raising three kids, that you can still succeed in life. And I just want to prove to myself and others out there that you still have a way to make a way for others to come up to be on top as far as succeeding in life.
That's true. Okay. Now, you said you're the youngest. Are there brothers and sisters or all
yes,
girls?
Yes, I have one brother and one sister.
Okay, and you're the baby.
Yes, I am.
Wow, that's something. So now, I don't really, you know, want to hop on it, but when was your son diagnosed with autism, or was he?
He was diagnosed 2 years ago.
And, how old is he?
He's eight now.
Mhm.
And he attends Prince George's County School, and he's getting all the assistance that he needs to cope with his autism.
Okay. Now, when he was diagnosed, what were the symptoms or the signs that caused you to know there was something different about your child?
Well, I noticed when he was, he did everything as a baby, sitting up at the proper age, walking. I noticed that he wasn't talking. He would say little, baby words, but he wasn't talking. It took him a long time to say ma. And
mm-hmm.
as time, when 2 years came along, that's when I had took him to the doctor, and I was concerned about his speech, and he had his adenoids removed, and they thought that was the problem, and though his hearing was the problem, but it
mm-hmm.
wasn't. And as time went on, because it took a long time for them to diagnose. It was such a long process. and mm-hmm. going to different doctors. So I was able to do that with just the different signs that he wasn't talking, and that was one of the signs right there. He's under the umbrella of autism, excuse me, and he has persuasive development disorder, which is under the umbrella of autism. So he has like a spectrum of autism.
Okay,
most autistic children, you know, they don't play with other kids, but he plays very well with other kids. It's just he has more behavioral issues as far as mm-hmm. with the development of autism. And when I've noticed different things and different sounds come on, he will cover his ears up. Just different signs that led me that unusual things that he was doing around the house led me to believe that, you know, he had something was going on. And I took him to the doctor, and that's when I finally did testing when he was sick to find out that he was autistic.
And how did that affect you?
Well, it did affect me a little bit because, of course, you know, in the now, but I'm learning to cope with it. I'm doing more research on raising a child autistic because you have to be really strong. By me being a single parent, it can be a challenge, but you have to have that system, and I have a lot of support through my family. So that's mm-hmm. what gives me support in raising my child.
Okay. Now, that's it, because I know of selected few of autistic children, and I noticed that they have things that they can do. Like I noticed one boy that he has autism, and he can draw very well, but he just has little quirks and, you know, a little different other problems and things like that. But he draws fantastic. Does your son have any special, you know, thing that he does very well that he enjoys doing?
Math. He does math very well. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right, because most autistic children, they have some type of, I would say, a gift, you know, where they excel in it very well, because some play the piano very well, or, you know, it's just things that they excel in. And like I said, I know one child that suffers from autism, and he draws fantastic. I mean, you would never know that, you know, he was suffering from autism because he, you know, he has that gift.
Right.
So
he loves math. He loves he's very well in counting money.
Mm-hmm.
And any type of math that's on the second grade level.
Okay. Does he know he suffers from autism, or does he?
No.
You know.
Okay.
So he doesn't
does
know
not.
It. Okay. Is this something that children grow out of, or is it something that's going to be within the rest of his life?
Well, they say with the all the proper tools and accommodations that assist him to guide him. Me, doing my research, I have, you know, seen that some kids do grow out of, and they can live on their own and be successful. Him, I hope he will be, because I'm pushing forward for him to, you know, to be independent.
Mm-hmm.
And he hopefully will grow out of it, but I can't determine that, or I don't know that until, you know, the older that he's getting.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to take a musical break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about what you're doing now, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Get it, Jay. Say it like this.
G. I like the way you move. We're back with my special guest, Malika Dozier. Okay, Malika, you work a full-time job and a part-time job?
Yes, I do. My part-time job is my Elgato goal.
Right. Okay, what is it that you want to speak about your full-time job? Then we'll get into your part-time job.
My full-time job, I work for United States Postal Service. I'm a city courier for D.C.
And you're out and all that.
Yes, and that went today, as you were speaking of earlier, and it was kind of rough.
Mm. But that's what they say about the postman, rain, sleet, hail, whatever, the postman
rain,
is going to be
snow,
in
the
it.
Mail must, yes, rain,
yeah,
sleet, or
my
snow,
brother,
the mail must still go through. Mm-hmm.
Right, my brother's a postman as well, and he has some stories to tell when it be almost 100 degrees outside. Y'all are out there, and my hat is off to any postman. And sometimes I understand when they go postal. That's just a joke.
Yes,
but,
yes.
You know,
it's
a lot of pressure. I know there's a lot of pressure on being a postman because, like I said, my brother, he's been one. Well, he's getting ready to retire at the end of this year. So he's put in his bid, and, you know, he's ready to go. But I've just heard so many stories, you know, that he told me and, you know, how postmen, for instance, I knew of this one postman. He would take all his, I think you call it marriage mail, the advertising and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you are supposed to deliver every piece of mail, right? This guy was taking the marriage mail and other people's mail and taking it to his house. He wasn't delivering the people's mail. And I forgot how he got caught, but he got caught and he lost his job. Then he was telling me about another mail carrier who had put his mail stuff in a storage. And they went and found that, and they didn't. I don't think he got fired. He was on suspensions for quite a while. He went to the union and this and that, and he got his
mm-hmm.
job back. But yeah, you know, it's a lot of things that go on in that post office that you know you can almost say you know you can understand why a postal worker goes postal. You know,
right,
because
it's
a lot of Right, then there's a lot of unjust things that happen in there. You know, one person does something and get away with it, and somebody else does something, and they be penalized or suspended or fired. You know, so I can understand that. My hat goes off to you, you know, being out there. And this, the day was, oh, my goodness, the trees. And the roof was blown off of an apartment building over on Coral Street, Northeast. So those people are displaced. Yeah, they're displaced. Trees falling down. You know, this was a very rough day for anybody to be out, and I didn't go out in it because I may be a little overweight, but I believe that wind would have blew me away. That's how bad
yes,
it was.
Yes, it was pretty strong, but yes, it was really strong out there. I had to hold on to my hat and the mail.
Right. I have my co-host. I'm going to bring her on. Hello, Rhea.
Hello.
Hi, are you there? How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay.
My apologies for the lateness.
Oh, that's okay. Malika is on the line. This is our guest for this evening. Malika, this is Rhea, my co-host. And
hi,
I
Malika.
Want to.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Yeah. How are you?
Glad.
Yeah. Good. And I want to make a shout out to my new co-host, Rhea. She's going to be with me. As you guys know, Ms. Kane was helping me out pretty good there for a minute, but that was, you know, temporary, as me and Ms. Kane had spoke of. And so Rhea's going to be my co-host from here on out, and I'm very glad of that, Rhea, and welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Malika and I were just discussing well, we discussed the fact that she has a son who suffers from autism, and she's a single parent, and she's working a full-time job and a part-time job, and we were just talking about her full-time job, and we are going to talk about her part-time job because that's the reason for the show tonight. And, you know, if you have any questions or anything, feel free to, you know, jump right in. But we're going to go now to your part-time job since we discussed your full-time. Oh, she's a postal worker, Rhea, for the United States Postal System. And, you know, we were discussing the fact that how the mail must go through regardless. You know, a mailman's job is very pressing job and a stressful job because I also told her that my brother was a postal worker as well, but he's going to be retiring the end of this year, and he is so happy, you know. So now we're getting ready to talk about her part-time job. Okay, so, and I want to put in there, I met Malika a couple of weeks ago at an event, and this is how I come about to bring her on the show to help her to promote her home-based business. So with that being said, Malika, you got the floor. Just, you know, tell us all about your business.
Yes, the name of my company is Organo Go, and our product is coffee. It's promoting healthy coffee. We just put the health into your habits. We just made a healthier coffee for people to drink. In our coffee, we have an herb that is called Ganoderma. It's Ganoderma. That's Ganoderma, and you can Google it and find 300 million documentation on this Chinese herb. Well, coffee is the second most consumed beverage on the planet after water. A lot of people don't know that. And it's also the second most traded commodity after oil. People drink coffee all day and every day, and almost in every country. So this product of my home-based business that I thought it was really good to get into was the coffee, because coffee is being consumed each and every day. And so people don't know. I just want to educate people. It's a lot of coffee drinkers out here. It's over 255 billion people that drink coffee in North America alone. But people don't know regular coffee is acidic. Toxic, it can raise your blood pressure, it can cause dehydration, increase your stress level into your body and cause jitters and caffeine crash. Whereas my coffee that is being offered, it balances your pH level, it boosts your immune system, it has over 150 antioxidants in it, and also oxygenates your body and provides energy. And then you won't get the negative side effects that I just named with the caffeine crash and the jitters. And I would say it's easy, it's simple, and it's coffee. And you can change your life, and you should change your coffee as well.
Okay, what sets this different besides, because, you know, we have coffee that doesn't have caffeine in it, so what's the difference in the organic gold coffee that causes the differentiation of it not giving you the jitters and, you know, because, like, there is coffees that don't have the caffeine in it, so, you know, what's special about this coffee?
We fuse the coffee into the, with the herb. That's the Ganoderma herb that I was speaking of. It comes from China, and China is known as the miracle herb, the king of herb, and we just fuse it into the coffee. That's what makes our coffee different. It's no caffeine. It's not decaffeinated. What makes it special is that we put a herb into the coffee to provide all these healthy benefits through for people to drink.
Okay, so that's the difference. It has a special herb in it.
Right.
Okay. Now, how did this coffee come about, and how long has it been in existence?
It's been in existence over 2 years old, and it came about from the founder, CEO, Mr. Bernie Truitt, and he does not drink coffee. And his mission was to bring the treasures of the earth to the people of the world. And he just wanted a concept of healthy coffee and Ganoderma to North America because it originated from, like I said before, China. And he wanted to develop 500 members in direct sales to promote the product. And that's what I'm a distributor of.
Okay. Okay. So these coffees come in different flavors or?
Yes, it does. It comes in black coffee. We have a gourmet latte. We have the mocha. We have the green tea. And we have hot chocolate. And maybe over a month ago, we just launched into brewed, Royal Brew Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee. And we have the Cafe Supreme, which is the boost of the latte where they added ginseng into the latte, and it's called Cafe Supreme.
Oh, wow. Now, I got a sample of the coffee from the event, and I fixed it. And when I drink coffee, I like it with, you know, creamer in it. And sometimes if I don't put enough creamer in it, it's bitter because I don't put sugar in my coffee. I just, you know, use the flavored creamers. And I noticed when I didn't really put that much creamer in this coffee, and there was no bitter taste. So I can vouch for that. Now, what was that all about? The herbs took the bitterness out of it, or?
Yes, it does. Because, you know, some coffee, some people, they get maybe heartburn, but they still like to drink the coffee. And our coffee is the herb that they fuse in it. It's a lot of beneficial to the herb being into the coffee. And I would say that it can lower your blood pressure if you have high blood pressure by drinking our coffee. It can build stamina, like I said before, it can support your immune system. Mm-hmm. And by me drinking a product, I have lost 10 pounds by just doing curls every day by drinking the product.
Wow.
So
how long did it take you to lose that 10 pounds?
I would say it took 30 days.
Oh, my.
Because I didn't know. I was trying to figure out when I first started, because my friend introduced me into drinking a coffee, and I was trying to figure out why I was losing weight. So I went to the doctor, you know, thinking, you know, something wrong when I'm losing this weight, because I wasn't doing nothing no different, you know. By me being a letter carrier, I'm doing a lot of walking, but I've been on the same routine for over a year, and I didn't lose any weight. And then what I started doing differently was consuming the product, which was the coffee. And everything was fine. I was like, what am I doing different? Drinking the coffee. And then I found out just by Googling the Ganoderma, it does help, you know, you lose weight. So.
Wow.
Okay.
Go on, Rhea.
Sorry. That particular herb has the effects that you've already named. Does that have anything to do with the level of caffeine that remains in the coffee, which is one of the biggest?
There's no caffeine in the coffee. Well, they just took the caffeine out of the coffee and put the Ganoderma into the coffee. We just took people's habit, which is coffee, and fused it with our herb, which is Ganoderma. Because people are going to drink coffee all day long, every day. So where we are, our target is just to educate people what does regular coffee do and what our coffee does to your body. And we just put the herb into people and we give out samples. We give them to people, get the feedback, and then they like the product. And then they want to know how can they get more. So we just educate them on the Ganoderma.
Okay,
and also the cancer. Okay.
Go on, I'm sorry.
Also, I want to say that if you Google Ganoderma, Cancer Society also endorses Ganoderma as well for cancer patients.
Okay, and the what did you say the name of it is what?
Ganoderma is Ganoderma. You can Google Ganoderma, any health benefit, maybe Ganoderma and high blood pressure, Ganoderma and diabetes. And
okay,
cetera,
so that's an herb that's in the coffee as well, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, how many cups do you consume a day?
I only consume one, But when I was drinking, I think I had a little cold, and I was trying a product, and I was drinking the green tea, and I was drinking it twice a day.
Oh. Okay.
And we also have capsule forms for those who don't drink coffee.
It's called what?
Because we have capsules, pills.
Oh, capsules.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
For those who don't want to consume to drink coffee or don't like coffee or the tea. So we have an encapsulated. They just want to get the Ganoderm into the system.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. Do you have any type of sweeteners that goes in the coffee or the tea, or you just let the person put whatever they generally put in their own coffee or tea?
Well, the latte have the sweetening and cream already into it. The other ones, the black and the tea, doesn't have any sweetening into it. You can fix it up or dress it up the way you would like. If you want honey or, you know, sugar in your tea, or some people just want to drink their coffee black and don't put nothing in it,
mm-hmm.
drink it that way. So we just let them dress it up the way they would like to dress it up.
Okay. And something else, because I was on the conference call last night listening to, I think her name was Julie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think her name was Julie. And she was saying how people can get involved, you know, and start their own business. And she also mentioned something that was very interesting. She says it's a business that you can own. And she says something about business that owns us. Can you elaborate on that? Because I know what she meant by meaning that, because some people get into business, because I have a home-based business, but it's not my business per se, because I'm still, like, you know, working for people, you know, and getting a commission. But when you own your own business, you know, you're definitely basically working for yourself, and, you know, you're paying yourself. You make your own salary, which I do. I make my own salary and my own hours, but it's, I don't own, you know, the business that I am working for. So would you say that you that you own your business, or, you know, you're just working on a commission? And, you know, I know you had the luxury of making your own salary. That's a good thing. And you also have the luxury of making your own hours. But would you consider yourself as owning your business?
Yes, I would say it will. Grand goal would say own your own business. You get to choose your destiny, where you want to go in life. You have to believe becomes your destiny. You have to focus on your energies, on your answers, and not excuses. You can control what you want to get out of Organo Goal. It's like when you start up your own business, you have to start up your franchise. You have to treat it like it's your business. So you do control your own destiny, your own earnings of how much you want to put into your business. If you put in 2 hours, you're going to see 2 hours result. If you put in 10 hours, 15 hours, like the part-time basis, you will see the result of it. You just follow the system that we have in place, and you will see your extra earning of $2,000 to $5,000 a month. We don't consider ourselves to be salespeople. We consider ourselves to be distributors. We like to say we're educating people, because we're trying to capture 1% of North America with Organo Goal products.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how did you become involved with this?
My friend, she shared this with me. One of her friends treated her to the Dominican Republic, and I said, wow, that's a good friend. What friend would do that? So she said, on doing this part-time business, Organo Goal. And I was like, no. So I found out more about it, and she introduced me into the business, and that's how I found out about Organo Goal.
And has it been has it been profitable to you? Is it something that you because I know you mentioned that you want to quit your full-time job and do this, make your part-time job your full-time job. So is it...
It is beneficial. Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is. So, now that my full-time job cut back on hours, I can work my part-time more so. I don't have to work my off days because my full-time job was scheduling me to work 6 days a week. Now I don't have to work it 6 days a week, and I can focus more on my part-time job so I can make my part-time my full-time. And we have people in the organization who have left their full-time job to do this full-time.
Wow. So how does it work? Do you get recruits and have people to come in under you, or how does that work? Because
well,
I know the business that...
There's seven ways that we can get paid. And only way, it's kind of hard for me to explain, but then you have to sit down and, you know, take time. I can schedule appointments for people so they can find out more about it. They can reach me on my website, which is MILIKA_00@hotmail.com. If they have any questions and concerns, would like to find out more information about the seven ways to get paid. But only thing I would say you will only need two people, one on your right and one on your left. One coffee drinker, one business minded person. You can do two. You could be through with your whole business if those two will go out and share the information as well with individuals.
Oh, okay. So if I wanted an extra income, I would be one of the persons to be on your right, because I'm not really a coffee consumer like that, you know, but... I guess I could do that if I was, you know, in the business, because you said you don't drink coffee that much either, do you?
Yeah, now that I do. At first I didn't, but now I like it because if I'm sluggish or tired, just drink a latte or the black, and it gives me energy. That's what I like about it.
Wow. So how can people, if they just want to get the coffee and they're not interested in joining the business, how do they get to that?
They can either, there's two ways they can go about it. They can go to my website, which is MILIKA.OrganoGold.com, which is www.MILIKA.OrganoGold.com, or they can reach me and I can meet them at a neutral location, or I can mail it to them. My number is 240-383-0000.
How did you get a number
online
with all those zeros?
I know.
And you said they can order online as well?
Order online, or they can call me. I can do I can mail it to them. Some people, they don't even want to wait to mail it. They want to meet me quick, fast, in a hurry. I have two orders that I have to drop off tomorrow for the call.
Okay, these orders, how are they priced? And do you have, like, for people who are spendthrifty as myself? And, you know, because I know there are people who like to get things in bulk or, you know, be spendthrifty like me. So how do they, price-wise, how do they come?
Well, it's different in prices. Well, I would say as far as the quantity. The black has 30 sachets in it. It's per cup, so you get 30 cups, and it's for a dollar, so it's $30.
Okay. So that's a dollar a cup. That's not bad, because some cups of coffee in Starbucks is $2 and $3.
$5
Oh, they're $5 Oh, okay. Well, see, that just goes to show you. I don't even know, but I know at one point I had went to Starbucks and I bought, I can't remember what that drink was, but it was, I think it was like $3.50 or something like that. And it was a small one because I didn't, you know, really get the large. So I think the large was like $5 or $6, something like that. Because like I said, I am spendthrifty. If I can get something that's $10 for $5, that's what I'm going to do.
Right.
Well, we're going to take another little musical break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk a few more minutes, and then we'll be closing the show down, okay? So hold on for
All
a
right.
second, okay?
Wait, oh, yes, wait a minute, Mr. Boatman.
Okay, that's the Marvelettes, Mr. Postman. I used to love that song. I still do. I really do like all the old songs from back in the day. That's the Marvelettes. And we're back with my guest, Malika Dozier. And when I know that they had a seminar the other day, last Monday, can you also let the people know what goes on at those seminars and when there'll be one? Another one?
Yes, it's at the Radisson, a coffee jazz mixer. I encourage everyone, if they can make it, to come out to the Radisson in Largo. That's 9100 Basil Court in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, 20774 at 7 o'clock p.m. every Monday.
Okay. I'm going to try to come up there this Monday. Okay, so, Rhea, did you have any questions for Malika?
Yes, price-wise, how does this run in comparison to, well, regular coffee?
Well, I would say that regular coffee, if you go in stores, I wouldn't say that it doesn't run together because you could probably go to the store and get Folgers or Maxwell House, a can, maybe for under $10. And you can probably consume a lot of cups. Well, once again, our coffee, as I was saying before, regular coffee dehydrates you. It's very acidic. It raises your blood pressure, your stress level, and gives you the jitters and a caffeine crash. Whereas if you want to use our coffee, which is healthy coffee, it does all these things by providing energy, oxygenates your body, has over 150 antioxidants in it. Orange juice have 17. You're going to pay for what you get. That's what I would say. If you want to be healthy, why not be healthy with putting, you know, your money into your health, into your habit? So that's what I would say. The difference is in the price.
Right. And, you know, most things that are not good for you, you can always get a lot of them cheaper. You know, things that are good for you are going to be a little bit more expensive, and you may not get as much of it. Because I noticed that with every time I go into the health food store to get things, you know, they're a little higher than if I went to get whatever from the, you know, the grocery store, because that's just how it's just how it is. You know, things that are healthy for you cost more because it's people are not into health, you know, as much as eating junk food and, you know, not taking care of themselves well. And, you know, some people can't really afford to eat healthy, you know, even though they want to. You know, at times I can't afford to eat healthy, you know, when I want to. But, you know, whenever you can, you know, get something that's, you know, you're going to pay a little bit more for it. And think about your health. You know, is your health worth it? You know, and if your health is worth it, then, you know, you'll find a way to, you know, get that, you know, whatever's healthy for you.
Right. And as I was saying before, some people spend going to Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, McDonald's. They spend $2 to $5 per cup, and some of them even drink 3 to 5 cups a day, whereas ours is $1 a cup for one cup. If you drink one cup 30 days, it can last you a month, $1 a day, and you get 30 in the box. And it's the only thing you need to do is on the go. Just get your water, dress it up the way you would like to, and you're out the door. Less than a minute instead of brewing a whole pot of coffee.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to save up some money so I can invest in, you know, getting. Well, how much is the tea? Because I do love tea. Are they in tea bags or is it loose tea?
Yes, it's tea bags. You get 25 in a box, and I would say that's $1.33 per cup. And it's still $30.
Okay. Well, I'm going to save up some money so I can get probably the tea, you know, because, like, I'm not really an avid coffee drinker, and that coffee would be around for a while because I'm not going to lie, I do have a jar of coffee that's been in the cabinet, I know, since November. And it's a small jar, but I don't drink coffee like that, you know, but I do drink tea. So I'm going to do that. So, Rhea, you have any other questions you'd like to ask Malik?
No, I'm not right.
Do you drink coffee, Rhea?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I love coffee.
Well, you know, at one point I used to drink it, you know, every morning when I went to work. And how I got to drink it was because going to the cafeteria, it smelled so good. Oh, my goodness, the aroma from it was really what had got me to drinking it. And I would drink, you know, a cup every morning when I went to work. And some days when I was home, I would, you know, get that urge to have a cup of coffee. But I really don't, you know, drink it that much now. You know, but I've never gotten the jitters. The only thing that coffee really did to me was make me go to the bathroom. but I've never gotten the jitters.
I've never been one who consumed it all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I have one cup, sometimes I have two cups. It all depends on how my tastes are going that particular day.
Right.
I've never been an all-day coffee drinker. Every once in a while, I may have a cup in the evening. Coffee has never affected me the way it, like, affects some people.
Right.
You can't go to sleep on it and things like that.
Right.
Never
I
had
go
an
to
issue
sleep.
With
I can
anything
drink a cup of coffee
like that,
and go
no.
to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, because
I've never had an issue like that. But I'm going to look into the herb because the herb itself is something that everybody, whether you're a coffee drinker or not, may be something that you want to add as a supplement to your diet.
Right. And that's a good thing. So, like I said, I'm going to save us some money and get the tea because I know I'll drink that, you know. And I may even get the coffee as a gift and give it to my sister because she drinks coffee a lot. You know, I know people who, and I have a girlfriend, she drinks coffee like water. And my mom used to drink coffee like water. But I'm just not an avid coffee drinker like that anymore.
And see, that's where the business model coming at. How many people you just know that drink coffee? Only thing you need to do is share the information with them, as I'm sharing with you tonight. Just spread the word. That's all we're here is just to educate people on a healthier coffee.
Right. I most certainly will do that because, like I said, my sister, she drinks coffee like water, and I have a girlfriend who drinks it like that. So I'm going to, you know, tell them about it. And, you know, I'm not going to say that. I might, you know, I could get a box and split it between my girlfriend and my sister.
Well, we have people to do. They'll purchase a box, and they will sell it themselves. Or make a little gift cup or basket, and just try this and let me know how it is.
Right.
You know, get the feedback there.
In comparison to taste, have you all heard anything that is different, or there's any different? Well, is there any difference in the taste?
It doesn't have a bitter taste like coffee. That because generally when I drink coffee and if I don't put enough creamer in it, it has a bitter taste. But when I fixed the sample that she had given me, it didn't have that bitter taste. So that's one thing I can say about it. Now I don't know what to say about the rest of them, but from that particular brand that she had given me, it didn't have the bitter taste to it, and I did like that about it. So we're down to 2 minutes, and I want to thank Malik for coming on and sharing her business with us. And if you guys are out there listening, get in touch with her. Her website is Malika, MILIKA.ORGANOGOLD.com. And you can call her. Her number is 240-383-000. And she'll, you know, get you in the business, or if you want to just purchase the coffee from her. Either way, get at Malika, okay? With that being said, I'm going to let you guys know the next two shows coming up. The show on the 4th is we're having another part two, an evening with the Next Level part two. He's a spoken word artist, but we will be talking about things as far as like women and different things women like and different things women do. And, you know, he may even say a point, do a spoken word for us or two, but that show is going to be very interesting. If you didn't hear part one, go to the archives and check it out. And then on the 11th, we're going to have Master Jay, who is an alternative lifestyle, the misconceptions of BDSM. So come back and check out my show page for different shows that will be coming up. And, Rhea, thanks, darling, for coming out. And I'm very glad that you did. And I'll be seeing you girls later. Good night, everybody. Thanks for coming out. Everybody have a good night.
Good night.
Thank you for having
good
me.
Good night. All right, you're welcome anytime, Malika. Good night, girls.
Good night.